The only good answer I can think of is Velcro or buttons.
There you go.
I'm telling you, this guy would know, because he's got glaucoma of the toenails, glaucoma of the kneecap. He's got glaucoma places you didn't know you could get it. Check this out. I've got
something to say. I just thought that it would help to mellow the country out a bit. I just think we've been real, real angry as a country recently, and I thought that that would help. I thought it would just kind of take us down a notch, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, people do generally have to decompress after they talk to me, so that's not all that unusual.
Welcome to Countless Screaming Argonauts. I am T-Fab-P, the Fabulous Penguin.
And I'm Max, the Fabulous Max.
And we're joined today by Manhattan Man, the Fabulous Manhattan Man. This is episode 161. Today's date, November 8th, 2010. Manhattan Man, it's so good to have you back.
I am happy to be here. I haven't talked to you knuckleheads in ages.
I know. It's been way, way too long. I was getting the bends.
Yeah, well, you know, people do generally have to decompress after they talk to me, so that's not all that unusual.
So, today's episode is about all the weird stuff that you can find on the intertubes. And here we go.
And we're going to do that in 28 minutes and 17 seconds. We better get fucking rocking, I'll tell you.
So, Max, why don't we start off with a couple of the things that you found this past week?
All right, well, what about the... I was thinking we'd start with the politics first and get it out of the way.
Sure. Well, that's weird stuff that we found on the internet. Go ahead.
Well, I just wondered if you guys had any comment on the national elections and the way they go. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it. It was certainly a tragedy for me. But
Well, I was certainly disappointed that Prop 19 didn't go anywhere.
You know, I really was too, and I don't do the stuff, but it just I can't help but believe we're wasting too much energy trying to throw potheads in jail.
I just thought that it would help to mellow the country out a bit. I just think we've been real, real angry as a country recently, and I thought that that would help. I thought it would just kind of take us down a notch, you know?
Yeah, and I guess the potheads ran a campaign against Prop 19. Did you hear about them?
I did hear about them because they were afraid that
they were going to lose money.
They were going to lose money, and I think some of the potheads are like Tea Party or your feelings, have Tea Party feelings, you know, the government can't do anything right, that if the government got involved, that would create problems. I saw a thing that said that they expected that the price of pot was going to go down 80% in California if this thing passed.
Yeah, another reason to do it.
Right, and plus for all the tax benefits.
I know a guy with glaucoma, and he gets bones from LSU because there's a farm on the campus at LSU, which is it's government dope, and he says it is the best reefer of his life.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, this guy would know because he's got glaucoma of the toenails, glaucoma of the kneecap. He's got glaucoma places you didn't know you could get it. And he says it's the best dope, and it doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't.
Well, and let's face it, the illegal marijuana world has been cultivating new kinds and breeds, and that's part of what they're upset about, is that they're afraid that their super pot will get lost. I do think it's a little weird that you would theoretically be able to go buy marijuana ice cream in the grocery store. It seems a little bit like it should be, you know, like a liquor store. You should be able to, you know, it should be regulated and controlled and stuff. But just stop.
Well, and that's why there were people who like pot who are not in favor of the Proposition 19 because they felt that the government was going to get their hands in there. And, you know, I mean, for the government, well, first of all, for California, it would have been a godsend. They are so poorly budgeted right now. Yeah.
That, well, you know why? Well, don't get me started.
I'll be back.
No, it's not Arnie. It's the system. It's initiative and referendum. If you allow a small d democratic process to get shit on the ballot, that's why we have a Republican government, small r, instead of a straight-up democracy. It started with Prop 13. They said, do you want lower property taxes? And guess what the people voted for?
Yes.
Yes. And now they can't raise enough money to run the government. You know, all you got to do is get 60,000 signatures or whatever it is, and you can put any harebrained thing on the ballot. And yeah, people are going to vote, yes, we want lower taxes. But the people aren't smart enough to think, well, how are we going to pay the firemen?
Well, is this a case of that whole, you know, voting against your best interests kind of deal?
I think there's been a lot of that.
Yeah, it just seems like there's a lot of that. I know a lot of the pundits right now are talking about, well, let's see now what the Republicans are going to do. They made all these promises. They're going to cut the size of government. Let them start.
They're not going to do shit.
They can't.
First of all, they can't.
There's nothing there that they can cut that's going to make any kind of significant impact, except the big things that they're not going to cut, like Medicaid and Medicare and the defense budget and Social Security. You know, they can say, well, we'll take money away from this or take money away from that, but you're talking about a couple million dollars here or there. You're not talking about the billions that we're talking about.
Look what it got them to do nothing.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
Onward and upward. The country's screwed. It's going to be another 2 or 3 years before we get back.
The only question is doing nothing going to allow them to succeed 2 years from now?
Because what
they want is to have Obama out of the White House, and they're going to do nothing and say, you know, look what he didn't do.
Right. But they got nobody that can run against them.
Well, that's not true.
At this point.
They've got Chris Christie, and they've got Halle Barber.
Well, I know Halle Barber's he was like one of the big national
right-wing conservative Southerners.
Well, no, he was a in lobbyist. He was like the biggest lobbyist in Washington for like
Halle
5 years in a row. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a big time lobbyist with a lot of money that he gave out.
And
people are saying that that's going to come up for the election if they try to get him into that position. So, but you know,
I didn't realize that he had been a lobbyist.
Stupid people vote for stupid people.
Wow,
that's deep, and probably true. Yeah. And by the way, just to change the subject, today's wine is Cardinal from Montezuma.
You're starting to develop a real affection for that.
Well, it's the same bottle that I had the last time I drank it. I really only have a couple of glasses.
He poured water into it, and now he waved his fingers, and now here we are.
Yeah. You want some loaves? I got some fishes. All right.
So let's move on.
Love and sex with robots. Human-robot marriages, this is a study.
I'm all for it.
Along the lines of the weirdest scientific studies. 10 most bizarre scientific papers. My forecast is that around 2050, the state of Massachusetts will be the first jurisdiction to legalize marriages with robots. Artificial intelligence researcher David Levy at the University of Maastricht in the Netherlands told Live Science. Recently completed his PhD on the subject of human-robot love.
Does a vibrator count?
Well, you know, I was thinking, there's enough people out there sticking a rod up their own ass. It's like it's really a big difference. I don't know. Well, your buddy Denali, see what he thinks about robot love.
At first,
you know, here's another thing. I'm sorry, I'm on fire.
Go
ahead. How about the rotation of the metallic arm? You could get that fucker going. Think about the speed and shit. You could, wow.
They did that on, shit, now I'm going to get hung up.
They did that on Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Yes, yes. The guy with the robot arm.
Right.
I mean, there are inherent dangers.
Yeah, well, that would certainly be one of them. But, you know, they're like plastic dolls now that are not alive, but are simulated humans.
Not that I know anything about them.
What was the paper here?
I've heard on the internet. That
yeah, yeah. I've seen it on the TV. Once you have had a story like, I had sex with a robot and it was great, appear somewhere like Cosmo magazine, I expect many people to jump on the bandwagon. I remember, and it's, you know, my brain for memories, it's just, you never know what's going to come out. But I think it was, I can to mess and de to mess at will, that Data said during one of the second edition Star Trek shows.
The only question I have, Max, is,
yeah.
is that if there was going to be an article titled, I had sex with a robot and it was good,
yeah.
Wouldn't the odds be that it would be in something like Popular Mechanics as opposed to Cosmo?
Because
I figure that's what's going to be built first.
Right. It's going to come out in Scientific American.
Right.
Yeah. But, yes, just watch that robot arm. I think that's right.
I do, as long as you watch, yeah. You got to make sure that it doesn't grasp too hard.
Right. Firm but gentle. The effect, the number one story that they have listed here, and God knows I stole it out of some weird place on the interweb tubes, the effect of country music on suicide is the number one story.
What happens when you play country music backwards?
You get your truck back, your
dog
wife
back, you get your trailer back, you get your girlfriend get your back.
Ex-girlfriend back, yeah. Yep.
Yep. All right. The next study is Rectal Foreign Bodies, Case Reports, and Comprehensive Review of the World's Literature. Now, this didn't turn out to be quite as fascinating as you would have thought, although it does show a picture of an X-ray of a Coke bottle perfectly centered in a pelvis. The citations included reports of, among other items, 7 light bulbs, and I wish the way they would have written that differently, because I don't know whether that's at one time or just...
Oh, either way. Oh. Either way, Max. It's too squeamish making.
Yikes. Yeah. A knife sharpener, 2 flashlights. The worst one, I still think, is a wire spring. Honest to God, man. Can you... I mean, at least I can imagine the Coke bottle. But
well, Max, I told you this before,
yeah.
and I'll repeat it for the show.
Oh, please.
I know somebody who is a nurse. It's a male.
Yeah.
He used to work in emergency room in the city.
Right.
I won't even identify the city, but in a city.
Right.
And he said that you would not believe the things that they pull out of people's rectums
yeah.
in the emergency room.
Rectum? They're killed?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and so it also reminds me of, there's always, you know, that story, how did it get there? Well, I fell down.
Yes.
And the 7 light bulbs mysteriously ended up falling up into my ass.
The list continues. And this is my favorite one, an oil can with potato stopper, 11 different forms of fruits, vegetables, and other foodstuffs, and this is the other one that's impossible, a jeweler's saw, once again, what the fuck?
Right.
A frozen pig's tail.
You know, I was thinking about that, about the jeweler's saw. I wonder
yeah.
if it's because it has... A jeweler's saw might have a large handle to hold because the work was very fine. I'm wondering if that's what it was.
And it was the back end.
Yeah.
That makes me feel a little better. Thank you for that.
Oh, it doesn't make me feel any better at all. But regardless.
A tin cup, a beer glass, and one patient's remarkable ensemble collection consisting of spectacles, a suitcase key, a tobacco pouch, and a magazine. You just can't make it up.
Is this? Are these guys like going to? Are they in prison? Are they trying to smuggle stuff into prison?
You know what? Maybe if you put a metal spring up there, it'll keep you from getting ass raped. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe a jeweler saw. You know, it's a.
Maybe it's a way to stop it. Hey, I got a study that I ran across, Max. It kind of fits in with the same thing that we.
Please share.
Okay, CVS Caremark. That happens to be my prescription company.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Completed a study with Harvard University and Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Brigham and Women's up in Boston.
Up in Boston. Okay, and this is what they found out, that social networks are not a good place to search for health information. All right. Now, so somebody spent a lot of money to figure that out.
Right.
All right? The two things that stood out in the study, they studied 9,200 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 24% of the people had shared information that the researchers deemed unlikely.
Yeah,
and 27% of all the posts were promoting non-FDA approved products.
Sure.
So it's an advertising scam, and it's like, you know, two mints in one. It's
right.
An advertising scam, and it's a place
and it's a bunch of ignorant people
giving you information right. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, this gets back to my whole theory about the danger of the interwebs.
Sure.
There's somebody there that will agree with you no matter what you think.
Right.
And I think in the past, certain people could be counted on to be considered, you know, off the beaten path far enough so that they didn't get any support, and they needed to not get any support.
But, I mean, you know, the thing is for me, you know, if I said to you, I need to find out something about the New York Yankees, I'd call Manhattan Man up and ask.
Right, him. Right.
You know, I need to find out something about a medical problem, I'm going to look on WebMD. I'm not going to look on Facebook to find out if this headache I have could be a brain tumor. I'm just not going to do it.
Or could possibly be cured by dandelions.
Right, right.
I think you're blaming the delivery mechanism as opposed to the abject stupidity of the searcher.
Right.
Well, that's true.
Because people were stupid and took other people's word for shit long before Al Gore.
Right.
Well, Mary Conley told me blah blah blah.
But it was harder for the wrong information to get out. It was harder for Mary Conley to develop a following before the interwebs.
True enough.
but still, you know, obviously, you know, you have to. I mean, if you're going to use the tubes, people, please. Use it responsibly.
I gotta accept the mechanism as a whole to say what a big bullshit, and I'm not going to MaryConley.net, along with the fact that if I want to, up to 3 minutes to kickoff, I can get my 9.5 on Mississippi State. You gotta take the good with the bad.
There is good with the bad, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay,
but that makes sense. I don't think that we had the National Man Boy Love Association before the interwebs. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just making that up.
I completely disagree. You had the gay chorus. Yes, you did.
I think it was there. I just think that it was a little bit harder to find and a little bit more underground.
So to speak. Sorry.
Right. No, that's all right.
Previous discussion for a second.
Which brings us back to the next study. Which has to do with sexual preferences. Chickens prefer...
I prefer sex. Yeah.
Chickens prefer beautiful humans. And this one, and I have run this by Penguin before the show, but I think this is the most...
Birds of a feather, that's what it is.
The most bogus of all the studies. It says the animals showed preferences for faces consistent with human sexual preferences. And the great thing is the picture on this. They show, dare I say, a cock, and then they show.
You used that word on purpose, didn't you?
Me?
You could have said a rooster. Or... No. take the high road. Okay.
So that's the walk of the day. And there's this picture of this incredibly beautiful woman. You know, you can find them on the interwebs. Authors at the Stockholm University explain it. We train chickens to react to an average human female face, but not to an average male face, or vice versa. In a subsequent test, the animals showed preferences for faces consistent with human sexual preferences. In other words, they trained them to prefer the ones that we like. And then once they trained them, they preferred the ones we like. This is not a revelation. Does the name Pavlov ring?
I tell you what, I had a dog a while back, and my first wife, she couldn't get the fucking dog to do a damn thing. And you know what? It kind of backs up your theory.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. It's a totally worthless study. They trained an animal to pick the things that they preferred it pick, and it picked them.
So ultimately what it is that they taught the bird to prefer whatever seed or reinforcer they were using.
Right.
Rather, it had nothing to do with, ultimately, nothing to do with the picture.
Right. Which reminds me of an old joke. Why is a bad secretary like a prostitute?
A bad secretary like a prostitute. I don't know, Max, why.
Because they're both a hunt and pecker.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't think I passed the picture of the cock yet, so.
All right. Do we talk about the safe and painless manipulation of penile zipper entrapment, or do we skip that one?
Well, let's go with that one, because I'm sure Manhattan Man's had that happen to him at least once.
That's the way I heard it. What's the one thing that every American male does once and only once in their lifetime? And that's it. And author Satish Chandra Mishra wrote a paper that included
Satish.
I beg your pardon. Satish, you're right.
You're familiar with her, huh?
I think it's a man.
Oh, okay.
Holy cow.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Who are you? What do you do when I'm not on? How do you fucking get through it?
We're desperate to have you on here, Manhattan.
Holy cow.
Entrapment of the penile foreskin is quite a distressing situation for the child and the parents, and can be a frustrating management problem. An overzealous intervention would simply worsen the situation. So far, we haven't learned anything. Also, it attempts to cut open the zipper fastener are time-taking and may not either be helpful or feasible in all situations. The approach to the zipper manipulation should be quick, simple, non-traumatic, and reproducible irrespective of the age of a child, mechanism, and site of entrapment. The presence of local edema and zippered size or design. Basically, there
should be. You hear me say, should, no kin, should right. be.
Basically, what they say to do if you get it caught in a zipper is to grab the sides of the zipper mechanism, the slide part, with a pair of pliers and pull it back up so that the pressure is even from both sides. Because
it's just no good answer.
We don't want to continue with the anterior.
The only good answer I can think of is Velcro or buttons.
There you go. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like Argonauts.